some of the greatest changes have been brought in our lives by people who transgress boundaries. One of the reasons some people do dramatic things is that they've disregarded assumptions and disregarded what our memories tell us will happen if we do X. What impressed me is how obvious some things are, and yet we don't see them. Most of the great innovations were not predicted or predictable, if they just didn't occur to us. It ain't ignorance that causes all the problems in the world. It's knowing things that ain't so. Why do we feel it necessary to sneer at people who want to try something new? Would you ever do it? Perseverance and consistency may yield a trophy, but they can also be delusive. Convictions are very often prejudices on stilts, you know. I think there's a gut feeling which overrides all the logical objections and overrides all the reasonable objections. I'd like to think that the moralities I have don't consist of imposing my will on other people. The true ethics is to treat everybody as you wish to be treated yourself, the moral imperative, and that's what I like to think is the true moral value. And I'm very, very impressed by the number of people who actually give the lie to the idea that all people are consumed by greed. The people I've written about over 200 years who've been guided by some altruistic or intellectual curiosity rather than making money made fewer mistakes than those who went simply for money, because if you go simply for money, you're likely to end up in a scandal. Of course, the fact that people stole from government doesn't entitle them to denounce it at the same time, which is a common feature you find very often in political life in America today. You cannot be free unless you think you're free, and the necessity of freedom is actual physical and intellectual freedom. The software industry was created by Gary Kildall. He was a California young man. He was the Mozart of code writing. It's not a vibrant meeting because there's been far too much concentration. The only solution I can see to it is to resist concentration. Do not let any more concentration happen in radio, in newspapers, to resist attempts to throttle journalists, even though they may be unpopular. And I think for the good to drive out the bad. Courage has to begin as an individual thing. Too much journalism is less in search of truth than the utterance of two competing public relations organizations. That's no good to us. Objectivity shouldn't be confused with, on the one hand, on the other hand, impartiality. It should be a reverence for truth.